Hi, this is Trish Stratus from the WWE, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction's guaranteed.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for August 10th. This is not a repeat you're hearing. I ran the wrong beginning on the show. You might remember that from last week's show. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined in the studio, but always by Danger Boy. Good morning, Danger.
Good morning.
We're also joined by Double V Brian Burke.
Good morning.
And Furby. What's up, buddy?
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
All right. And I want to let you know that real quickly, some holidays today. I usually do the introductions after that, but I wanted to mix it up a little bit today, you know, just because I played the wrong open, and we'll play the real one in a little bit. But I want to tell you today, holidays real quick, it's Lazy Day and National S'mores Day. So
you can enjoy them both together.
That's right. You can sit back and have some s'mores, or have someone make some s'mores for you and hand them to you. And then you're really getting into the spirit of the holiday.
While you're watching NXT TakeOver tonight.
That's right. So we got some birthdays today. Happy 63rd birthday to Fred Ottman. Nobody probably, maybe you remember who Fred Ottman is.
Tugboat,
Typhoon. He was the Shockmaster. Yeah, one of the most infamous wrestling goofs ever. Shockmaster falling through the wall. It's great. Go look it up on YouTube. Also born today, Amish Roadkill. He's 43. And Wade Barrett. Stu Bennett is 38 today. Remember Wade Barrett?
I do.
Yeah.
He did the... He tried to
toss us a shirt.
Yeah, he's famous for Goodnight Moon, right?
Yeah.
He did that up here at the radio station when we were hanging out with him. I think it's just because Joe LaMonaco over at WHAM loves that English accent. So had him read Goodnight Moon, and but yeah, he threw us a T-shirt, and someone intercepted it from us.
Couldn't see it because it was dark.
Yeah, yeah. He did remember us, so it was just pretty cool. We talked about actually. We were talking about Luke Harper
when he first went down.
Yeah, when it was Florida Championship Wrestling, and it was slowly turning over to what it is now. So hey, pretty cool. So those are some birthdays today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us August 17th for UFC 241 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early. Be hosted by us. There'll be drink specials all night long, our adult beverage specials. That's August 17th, Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 241. Hey, interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater, officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're interested in helping out with the men, it's Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, Flower City Fear. Find them on Facebook. You can contact them through their Facebook page. But we're here to talk pro wrestling, and we're going to start right off the bat with, I already introduced everybody, so I can't do that again. That's my crutch. So we're going to talk a little bit. Last night, Furby and I went out to NXT in Buffalo. It was a sold out. The seats were sold out. Standing room only. It was just a lot of fun. Furby, your thoughts. Summarize the night.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was fantastic. They started off the show with Swerve and Damian Priest. Great way to, you know, get the show going.
It's funny. It's the last time Damian Priest I saw him wrestle was in Ring of Honor at the same place.
It was a very fun match to get everything going. They had great charisma, good chemistry.
Hey, Danger, what was his name in Ring of Honor?
Punishment Martinez.
Yes, Punishment Martinez.
He took on Will Ospreay when we saw him.
Yeah, oh, and Will Ospreay had that big goof in the match.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, that was a great match to start with, definitely. A lot of fun, and I think people were, you know, they were, I mean, they were all chanting for Swerve. Swerve got the big, you know, baby face pop.
Yeah, absolutely. And then following it up with EO and Tegan Nox back in the ring, you know, a year after the ACL tear. And Io Shirai was looking great in that black leather, I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I like your pictures. She's a great wrestler, though. A lot of fun, it was a fun match. And then when we got a little dose of everybody, but we didn't, my only disappointment was no Johnny Gargano, no Adam Cole. But we did get the Undisputed Era coming out and cut a promo against the Street Profits. Which was fun. That was a lot of fun.
That was a fun segment. Street Profits promoting their match. The moment Undisputed Era got mentioned, huge being over with the crowd. Everybody loves Roddy, O'Reilly, Fish, and Bebe.
Bebe, I know how many Bebe T-shirts you see.
There was hundreds.
Yeah, It was a fun night. It started at about 7:30, ended about 10. I did see Jeremy Borash there very briefly. It's nice to catch up with JB enough to give him a hug at least and let him go back to doing what he was doing, which was chasing people around the outside of the ring with a camera. He does like all those video packages and everything. So it looks like he's probably creating some more from some of the earlier wrestlers on those cards. So maybe next time they come around, I can catch up a little bit. But I know they also were all racing off to Toronto for today.
And I just want to say one last thing about NXT last night. Fandango got back in the ring with Breeze. So Breezango was back at it, tagging. And Fandango looked like he did not miss a beat. He looked in great shape, and he was a lot of fun to watch.
As soon as they started playing the Fandango or the Breezango theme, it's like, oh. You know, I know that Fandango had come out earlier on the last weekend before and had saved Breeze from getting beaten down, and so now they're back to tagging, which to me it doesn't seem like it'll be long before they're back called up.
They're not getting called up. They're staying down. Tyler Breeze specifically asked to go back down to NXT, and they want to stay down there, and especially if the news going through this week from the Observer is true, and they're going to be working towards a 2-hour live program on FS1 every Wednesday. They need some stars down there to draw some people. They don't want to necessarily beat AEW, but they want to draw some people off of them. So there's talk they're going to be bringing main roster guys to NXT as a permanent feature.
Oh, really?
I think that's smart.
Yeah, and it is, and it's like, but then where's the developmental? You know, I mean, that's what it's for.
They still have the training camp and everything. You're still teaching guys how to work. I mean, we still see the same guys every week or every takeover almost. The same guys are on the show.
But, until they get called up. The funny thing is every takeover, I think everyone on those takeover shows should be on the main roster anyways, just because they only have 5 matches, you know.
I never want to see Velveteen Dream get called up because they're going to ruin it.
He is so over. He was probably the most over guy the whole night there. We got to see him take on Roderick Strong. And now tonight you'll get Roderick Strong, him, and Pete Dunne in a 3-way for the title. Pete Dunne was way over, too. Not to sell him short either. He was incredible.
That's because he's fantastic.
And, yeah, I mean, he wrestled Matt Riddle last night, and that was probably the best match.
Oh, without a doubt.
The entire night.
And Riddle was just getting, people were chanting.
You didn't tell me it was Riddle and Dunne. Just told me Dunne was there.
Yeah, no, people were chanting Y2J at Riddle, because I don't know if you've seen Y2J's his Instagram this past week, but he kind of like mocked out big time Riddle.
That's because Riddle goes on his own tangents ripping on the old WCW wrestlers. He did Goldberg.
They were chanting Goldberg during the night.
Goldberg,
yeah,
too.
There was Goldberg. There was Y2J.
I'm hoping they turn him heel.
You know what? He's good. I mean, watching him, I mean, I loved it because he did this move right before the match started. I'm sure he does it all the time where he has flip-flops on coming out.
He does the jump.
He kicks him up.
Do you watch a TV show?
No, I know. He kicks him up, but sometimes they fly into the crowd. This time I don't think it made it to the crowd, but he is...
He did it when he threw out the first pitch for the Rays, too.
I enjoyed watching them, Russ. That was the best. You are correct. That was the best match. I think it was the one that ended the first half of the show.
Yeah, right before intermission, and those guys took some shots. It was just to see some of the moves that they pulled off last night was just amazing.
Yeah, Pete Dunne is a guy who should not be down. He should not. I mean, unfortunately, I don't think there's any room as a wrestler, he's solid, unbelievably solid, and he could definitely out-wrestle anybody on the main roster. But, I mean, is there? I don't know if there's room for him to move up. I mean, look, at this past week, we got a brief glimpse of who was Roman Reigns giving grief to on SmackDown.
Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, Buddy Murphy. That's the longest I've seen Buddy Murphy on TV on a SmackDown show since he debuted.
Don't worry about Pete Dunne. He's got plenty of time. The kid's only 25 years old.
No, you're making Danger Boy's case there, Cash. That's why he doesn't want these guys to go up, because they're just going to sit in the back and do nothing or be in a dark match and never be seen. I think if it does go to FS1 on Wednesday nights, that will help spark some interest from people who don't watch the network other than for the special events.
And there's people who don't watch NXT. We know that. There's the people with their WWE blinders. Most of them listen to this show, because when we start talking NXT, they kind of drift off.
Even though it is WWE and that's where their guys come from.
Yeah, but to them, it's another brand that they don't care about, or they don't have the time in the week.
But if you bring some of those guys that aren't being used on the main roster down and put it on FS1, maybe there will be more interest, and Fox definitely wants some ratings on some of these shows that they're putting on.
I think it'll just expand the show, and I think a smart thing, honestly, to do is, you know, merge 205 Live with NXT. I mean, I don't know how many people go on and actually watch 205 Live after Tuesday nights after SmackDown, but, you know, if you look at the 205 Live roster, there's like 7 or 8 guys. What are you really going to do with a roster of 8 guys? Put it in with something, make it something more exciting, more appeasing to watch.
I know from when SmackDown was here that everybody basically leaves before the 205 gets taped, which was crazy. There were some great matches when they were here, but they couldn't even make it look like the area was full behind where they had the cameras pointed.
Yeah,
there weren't enough people.
We were seat fillers, and we were all on TV for that whole thing. I remember that, because like that whole row was us, which was actually pretty cool. The thing is I forget about wrestlers who are on 205, to be honest with you. There's a lot of guys who, when they used to cross-promote them on Raw, we would see them every week. But I don't. I'm glad I'm not in the studio there. It seems like everybody's coughing. Come on, everybody, cough.
Yeah, I'm apparently going to die.
Danger's going to get pneumonia and pass away. But no, I was going to say it. Who's the English guy? You know that had the umbrella.
Jack Gallagher.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
He's still there.
Yeah,
he's still there.
Yeah. So that's, it wouldn't be a bad thing at all to merge them and put it on. But then they would need to have another developmental. I think. Don't you think they'd have to have like a lower developmental? Maybe they'll.
That's what they do with it. That's what they do all week in the training center. I mean, they're there 5 days a week training.
Oh yeah, maybe they'll evolve and make them their minor league now, because a lot of the guys
already work with them. They work with them. They work with Progress over in the UK.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just think they don't want It's funny is they have a 3-hour show on Monday that they can't fill with content, but they have all these guys doing things that, are just spiking, like, the network, as well as the deep fans, the real deep fans who love NXT. I love NXT more than WWE. When it comes to this weekend, NXT TakeOver, I'm sure, will blow away anything you're going to see on that pay-per-view on Sunday.
Minus The Fiend.
I don't know. I don't care about The Fiend, to be honest with you.
That's because you are not a wrestling fan.
No, because he wants to get in, and I don't want to let him in, okay? That is the case with The Fiend, okay? I'm not ready to let him in.
It sounds like you have some deep-seated issues going on.
Don't be afraid. Let him in.
I'm not letting him in. Okay, we're going to go to break. 222-1280 is the number. Star 1280 also. And if you guys, anybody went to see Jerry Lawler, give us a call. Tell me if you got to meet the king. He was here last Wednesday for the Red Wings. And
he stayed the whole game, too, because he did a post-game interview.
He did a post-game interview. So tell me if you got a chance to meet the king, get his autograph. And we'll talk more wrestling. We got the SummerSlams this week, and we haven't even dabbled in that yet. We've got a lot to go. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Sure you don't want to tell me, huh? I'm gonna ask you again. Who did it? Huh? Who did it? Tell me who did it. Who did it? I'm on the name.
Rowan!
Who?
Rowan! Rowan did it!
Who?
Rowan!
Rowan!
There is.
You talking about
You talking about Daniel Bryan and Rowan?
I didn't see Daniel Bryan. I just saw Rowan.
Not what you were expecting, huh? Oh, you don't like that. You don't like that, dude, because the queen isn't used to not getting what she wants, huh?
Trish, I thought I spotted your minivan in the staff parking lot.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
You look a bit confused, Dolph. See, you didn't read the fine print of that contract. So the contract that you just signed for SummerSlam isn't me versus you. No, it is you versus someone else.
Well, Dolph, it's not me.
Bill Goldberg. When I'm in Rochester, I listen to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. And if you don't listen to Pain Clinic, you can bet your butt you'll be next.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic, and there's the big surprise. Big surprise. Whoa, that nobody would care about. Except for the fact that I have, before the very first show we went on, over 20 years ago, we got to hang out with Bill Goldberg, and he recorded those for us over 20 years ago.
While eating food.
While eating, yeah. He was eating some sort of pasta. It looked good. Got all pictures with him and everything. Remember that? And he remembers us.
I definitely remember that because I still had braces and terrible hair.
I still can't forget about 8 years ago, we had him on because he was in town for the Jim Kelly golf tournament.
Yes.
And we had Steve Austin on the same day. And it was like one of those perfect storms, you know. It's like we had Goldberg first, and then we, you know, and he called us, and then we had, so Goldberg, you know what, I don't hate Bill Goldberg. I don't want to see him wrestle, but I don't,
that match is going to be 5 minutes long, if that, and he's just going to kill
him. I don't know if you saw in my news, but they have more plans for Bill after this.
Yeah, they're going to do the Bruno Sammartino thing.
Yeah, he's going to be the guy who comes back. And
once or twice a year.
Well, then he should never lose if they wanted to do that.
And that's what they're going to do.
Oh, you think it's going to be a quick...
I think he's going to kill him. That's why they picked Dolph. Dolph's going to make him look good. Dolph sells really well.
Yeah.
Dolph weighs 110 pounds, so when he goes to Jackhammer, he won't drop him on his head.
Yeah, that's why they had Dolph win and destroy this week, so that he looks a little bit stronger. Then he's going to get destroyed.
Because he loses
Goldberg
every other match he wrestles, right?
Yeah, I know. He had to win something in order to make it look like a threat to Goldberg.
I was going to say, technically,
right?
He didn't beat Rey Mysterio because that match never started.
True. He just beat him up. He trashed him and threw him through the table and did whatever he could. So,
by the way, Rey Mysterio is apparently new Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, he's the new Dolph Ziggler.
Supposedly that's the role they're transitioning to, is he's going to be an enhancement talent to make other people look better.
Interesting. I will say I love Rey, and Rey hasn't been back long enough to really get a push yet. I mean, so that's why it's okay if he loses. But he also
for over a year.
Yeah, but he gets hurt, and he's gone again for like 4 months, and then he's been hurt twice since he came back on this contract. And it's been time away. The last one wasn't as long, but the time before that, he was
granted. I have no problem with him losing to Andrade to make Andrade look better.
Yeah, except for the fact that, I mean, do they make Andrade look better? I mean, that's a question.
Well, it makes him look like a vicious killer when he rips his masks off and we all see his face.
Well, now everyone's trying to take his mask off, apparently, because it happened again this week.
Yeah, it was Andrade again.
Yeah, I know. 222-1280, star 12A is the number. You can text us if you're shy, you don't want to call in.
There was rumors of a mask versus hair mash, and then they dropped it.
Yeah, well, I think...
Again.
Listen, if you want to know what Rey Mysterio looks like without a mask, just go back.
Go watch WCW.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on freaking the network, too.
Did they digitize his face with a mask on?
I have no idea. There's a blurry head moving around on a body someplace, you know. But you know, because he's no taller than 4'10", maybe. You know, maybe. My son at 10 years old was taller than Ray, okay?
That's very true.
And so 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Yeah, so it's like, you know, so Goldberg, you know, I don't know what you guys think about that. I mean, I don't think Bill Goldberg is like, I want to redeem myself, because I think it's more like he's worried about, like, the bottom line when it comes to, you know, what the check is for, you know? Honestly,
I don't think he made more in that Saudi Arabia botch match than he made during his first run in WWE.
That's right. It's 2003-2004 run. He only got paid $1 million. He got more than that to do that one match where he ran in the pole and concussed himself in the first minute. You know, which I remember watching that, and it's like, it was
decent till that point.
Yeah, everybody was like sandbagging after that. Even the Undertaker, I don't care how good he is. You don't sandbag Goldberg when, you know, unless he doesn't know what's happening, you know? remember he was trying to at times trying to do his moves and go, and Undertaker's a big dude, you know, do things like jackhammer and things like that. And
Goldberg's not as young as he used to be.
No, he thinks he is. But when you get concussed, who knows? Maybe you're Superman. You know, you're like, you're seeing the world through different eyes. You know, it's like
I've been concussed. I don't think that's true.
I have been too, and it's, I sat in a dark room for 2 days. And I need, but beyond that, I don't. Hopefully that, you know, like you said, it's a 5 minute match, and Dolph is doing his comedy show there tonight after NXT Takeover. I think he must have a rule in it that if he's going out and doing a comedy show after a WWE show, it's got to be after the show ends before he can come out. But
those shows tend to end at 10 o'clock anyway, so that's when comedy shows tend to get going in bigger cities.
True. So, but yeah, Dolph is. I mean, Toronto is the place to be right now. I mean, you know, you've got 4 straight days of wrestling shows there.
And you could be up there. Apparently, the secondary ticket market just collapsed.
Were you telling me that you could get $7 tickets to tonight?
No, that was Danny. Danny was texting us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That you can get, I think it was like $19 tickets for tonight.
Really?
And then $9 for either Tuesday or Monday.
Yeah, really? It's like 9 for Raw and 7 for SmackDown.
They overestimated, the scalpers overestimated the demand for the tickets.
See, they even buy into the hype for the WWE puts out. Seriously.
They do the same thing for concerts.
No, they do. They do. I mean, you went to Hootie last night. Packed? Yes. Packed?
Oh, yeah. That place was packed.
Packed, like, to the point where it's technically sold out?
It was sold out. They had no tickets for sale at the ticket office.
Really?
Everything that was on sale online was a resale ticket that people were jacking up 4 times the price.
Oh, no, I saw the $100 grass seats. I would not have sat for Hootie with that. But so much to do last night, and that sells out, because, I mean, we had Billy Idol and Brian Adams at...
Canadian government has apologized for Brian Adams multiple times.
Yeah, he played Darien Lake, so he was in the United States. And then we had NXT in Buffalo, which sold out. So there were some good things going on last night in this town. This whole weekend, I guess. So, but that, you know, I just wanted to get a little update. I was wondering how it was. I mean, you didn't really post a lot of pictures when the show was going.
There was no, you couldn't get any kind of service or anything in there.
Oh yeah, you never can. I forgot, because I was there for Alice Cooper earlier this past week, and it's like we've got seats in the shell. Alice Cooper, who WWE has a connection to WWE.
So does Hailstorm.
Yes. Yeah,
so,
oh yeah, that's right. Lizzie Hale played
at Devolution,
as well as Alice Cooper's lead guitarist played Shinsuke Nakamura's music when she walked him out at WrestleMania. So yes, Anita Strauss. You know, when we were there, wasn't a lot of people there, but we kind of moved our way up to the front by the end of the show. So it was pretty cool. But so we're gonna talk wrestling. We've got this SummerSlam. I mean, NXT tonight. Let's go through that really quick and see what match you're looking forward to the most.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. All. I think of the three-way, Velveteen Dream, Pete Dunne, and Roderick Strong. I think that's going to be great. It seems like any time you get Undisputed Era involved in a multi-person match.
I have a thought of what the third stipulation is going to be, because it's 2 out of 3 falls, Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole.
Yes.
First, Adam Cole's fall is a regular match, regular wrestling match. Johnny Gargano's fall is a
street fight.
I think the third stipulation is going to have Tommaso Ciampa in it.
Oh, yeah?
His supposed return date, according to the injury report that leaked a couple weeks ago, is like 2 weeks away.
Doesn't surprise me. He's been involved in every one of these takeovers, even though
he looks fantastic.
He hasn't been able to wrestle, you know, since his injury, but he's been on every one of these takeovers, one way or the other. He's involved somehow. So it's like power to him. Everyone wants to see more with him and Johnny Gargano, even though I loved what they did when he won the title at the very end there, and they both sat together and kind of like, you know, gloated how they were ruling all of NXT, which I love that.
Yeah.
You know, I just wasn't sure where Gargano was going. I mean, he's Johnny Wrestling, you know, and everyone loves him, but, you know, I don't know if he was healing out or not there, but that definitely is going to be a great match. I never gave the Street Profits much credit until I saw them in that ladder match in the last takeover, and I really enjoyed
Montez Ford is a beast.
Yeah, they are great. What do you think, Ferb?
I'm a huge fan of Montez Ford. I know I stated that last night. I think he's super entertaining. High flyer, he has great mic skills, and I think the tag match Street Profits Undisputed Era, I think might steal the show. Obviously, you know what you're getting from Cole and Gargano. It's gonna be a fantastic match. The triple threat match for the North American Championship. Obviously, you got 3 stars there, but the tag match is gonna be the one to watch, and I'm really excited. I think Undisputed Era walks out with all the gold tonight.
Oh. it's either they walk out with all of it or none of it.
You know? I think they need to move Velveteen up to going for the heavyweight championship. So they have to, I think he's going to drop. I think he might not be in the fall, but I think either Dunn or Roddy walks off with that.
Do you think that he possibly will not have anything to do with the pinfall?
Yeah, and I think that's the way they might go.
That's the way you make him strong still, you know?
Yeah, that's the way you keep him so he can, I never lost.
And then but then you have Adam Cole win, and then you could have the...
you can have Dream just come out on the stage afterwards, and that place will explode.
Yeah, I was going to say, but, or you could also like have somehow the Undisputed Era be involved in him not winning his match, you know? And then you could would plant a seed that will happen later on the show.
I would also keep an eye out on the women's matches. The Candice LeRae versus Io Shirai should be really good. It's going to be a grudge match there.
Well, LeRae came out and fended off Io Shirai there at the end of after, because Io went back in to beat up, what was her name again?
Tegan Knox.
Tegan Knox. Yeah, she went back in to beat her up some more after the match was over, and then Candice LeRae came down and kind of like set her in her place.
And it's going to be Candice Wrestling's first real big profile match here that we get to see in NXT. So,
and it's not like she usually wrestles guys, so I'm sure it's okay, right? You know? If you go back and look at her footage on YouTube,
yeah, she did a lot of intergender wrestling.
She wrestled a lot of guys.
Yeah, but then also Shayna Baszler versus Mia Yim. I wouldn't be surprised if Baszler dropped the title just for the fact she should be on the main roster. And yeah, they need some kind of spark.
They need some women to come up and give a spark, especially on the Raw roster.
Especially, yeah. No, I mean, I was looking at the Raw roster the other day. I think there's only three women that aren't hurt.
I was going to say Ruby Riot. They had a big story about her getting surgery.
She just had another surgery.
Yeah, she had surgery on both shoulders. Yeah.
So who knows when she'll be back? But which is a true shame. But you know, and I will say that Shayna Baszler is not your typical WWE diva. You know, she's definitely there's room for that. You know,
it's a breath of fresh air when you see. You have to actually like wrestling to understand what she's doing. But she breaks it down. She's an MMA fighter, and she breaks down a body part and she takes it from you.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, we got to see her. Then the last takeover beat who's the girl?
Io Shirai.
Was it Io Shirai?
Yeah.
Who's the pirate lady that's now in the
Kairi Sane?
Kairi Sane. We saw her beat Shayna Baszler.
Io Shirai, who apparently was wrestling in the place of in the Kabuki Warriors on Monday, according to the graphic from WWE.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go back and watch that.
It said, you know how they have the Twitter handles underneath?
Yeah.
It was Kairi Sane's and Io Shirai's instead of Asuka's.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's really interesting. I kind of like what they're doing. It's just a shame that they don't get to, they're not on that much. You know what I mean? But
I think that comes down to they don't speak good English. So,
well, they've got Paige. Yeah, Paige is their mouthpiece.
They have two extremely talented female wrestlers, and they're doing nothing with them.
Well, they just announced that they're getting the title match on Monday Night Raw for the women's championships against Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss. So maybe we can see a quick title change. I don't know. They need to do something with them. They've pretty much buried them.
Yeah, Peyton Royce
They supposedly Heyman talked them into taking that off SummerSlam so they could have more time and actually do something. And it was a decently long match.
Yeah, and I thought it was good stuff to see from women's tag division, which we've gotten nothing from since WrestleMania. Now, that's nothing against the Iconics, but when you take the titles from a Sasha and a Bayley, you know, I thought it might have lost a little bit of credibility right there.
Well,
I
that's what something. Isn't that why Sasha kind of is off and off since then?
That's why she's off. But apparently, it came out within the last week that the reason they took the belts off him is so Bayley could get a singles push.
Good. I like Bayley kind of teasing the heel move too. So I'm loving that.
I hate the fact that they're just killing Ember Moon though.
Yeah, yeah, and that's true.
I have to say this run right now for Bayley is champ is much better than her first one, and I got to see her retain the title at WrestleMania in Orlando in that four-way, but right now she seems like more of a credible champion at this point in her career.
I agree. I mean, when they had her like coming out with her best friend every time too, you didn't really need, this is her being put on the platform by herself. So 222-1280, star 1280 is the number if you want to call. Tell us what you think. Got Rick from Rochester on the line. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How you doing today?
We are doing fantastic. How about you, sir?
I can't complain. It's beautiful out. Gorgeous day. And
hey, Rick, does your helmet fit your head, or are you going to not play football now because of that?
I actually need to talk to the commissioner on this. Okay. I'm going to have my people call their people, and we'll work it out, I hope.
Okay. What's new?
Antonio Brown, what a tool.
I love that. It's a great story, though. I've been laughing about it every time I hear it now. So.
Oh, my God. What would you, real quick, on a side note about that, what would Jim Brown think about players like this? Man, they never complained like this back in the day.
Jim Brown's like, I didn't want to wear a helmet in the first place.
Hey, I'd like to get to WWE, but I'd like to talk ROH real quick. I think it was a great move that the people behind the scenes, the bookers and creative at ROH put, paired up Flip Gordon and Villain Enterprises. That could only be good things for his career. I think he's a good worker.
I think Flip Gordon's a great worker, and it's like, you know what? It's good to give him a different persona instead of being like, it was like a shock when he like went to the bad side, you know?
Well, they're like, I don't know, I'll use this term. They're kind of like tweeners, you know? Like, you know, everybody's still going to cheer for Marty and all them.
No, I agree. I don't cheer for all of them, but I mean, it's obviously a heel move in his side if you look at the way they set it up, so.
Yeah, I could foresee, for sure see that. A couple other things. WWE, have you heard any rumblings of possibly when we're going to get another show here in the fall or early winter?
Who knows? I'm hoping NXT comes here now. Now if they're going to be doing 2 hours of live on TV, I'd love to get an NXT. I mean, they did great last time they were here. I think they could fill the dome. I mean, I know that Jeff Calkins at the dome was trying to get WWE to come back there, and he's working on it. So we'll see. We'll keep our eyes open.
Wait, you said Jeff Calkins, he runs the dome too?
He runs the dome now. He doesn't run the Blue Cross Arena anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's running the dome now. But, he could pack that place with a WWE show or an NXT show. So, and he's got a wrestling show coming up in September. There's a local group that's going to be wrestling there. WrestleFest, I think they call it.
Restival,
that's it.
Hey, now, I was kind of disappointed that my current girls, the Iconics, dropped the belts, and you were elaborated on that a few minutes ago. I was thinking that Mandy and Sonya were going to win that.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. You put Mandy on TV as much as you want. I have no problem with that.
And I got no hate against the Iconics. Trust me, I love Peyton Royce more than anyone, probably.
Oh, I love Peyton Royce, too. Except for maybe her husband. Yeah, Ty Dillinger really loves her.
Did you see her photo on Instagram at the amusement park?
No. Was she at Darien Lake? No.
Yeah, I was. Seabreeze.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God. I don't know what this photo. You got to go on her Instagram. It was like she was just like in, like, these thong underwear and, like, this half shirt, like, posing.
Okay,
like,
okay, Rick. Okay, that's fine. It's a kid's show. Go ahead.
Now, are they teasing us of what's going on with the Roman Reigns thing now that Samoa Joe's kind of going to be, like, playing in the middle? Like, kind of.
Yeah. I think Joe either
going to turn face.
Either he instantly went face, or he's going to be the mastermind behind it, manipulating Rowan to do these things.
Or it could be an old school booking technique where they're like, "It's something so bad that he won't even do it." Type deal.
That's how he acted. Get some help here. Help.
Yeah, it could be something like that, and then it just gets him away. It's kind of like they've done that for years. It's if someone does something so dastardly,
I was waiting
that
for
even other heels are bad with it.
I was waiting for Joe to start beating on him as he was laying in the front seat of the car, but it's like, no,
you mean
Joe.
The car that had no damage when they came back to it?
Yeah, it's like, well, there was some sort of wheels underneath it that slid to the side, so it looked like an accident. But
that would have been a dent. It really hit the truck. There was damage when they showed it before the commercial break, and they came back and there was no damage.
The funny thing is they said it was an electric car that hit it, so that's when everyone started going, oh, Daniel Bryan, it's electric car.
Well, if it was Rowan, he's definitely driving a car that's way too small for him.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to get a Rowan match probably, something's going to happen at SummerSlam.
There's going to be something, but there's supposedly not going to be a match. They're keeping it at the 10 that they have.
Okay, so who knows? Maybe Roman's so tired from being in the, Hobbs and Shaw that came out last week that, he needs some time off of not wrestling and doing more character development.
Well, the rumor is that they tried to time it for, they were going to do the Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns at SummerSlam, and they screwed up completely, lost track of time, and just missed the timing to do it for SummerSlam.
Oh, so okay, so the probably what's
the rewriting the shows as they're on the air for SmackDown the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, they
probably
said,
hasn't helped.
They
anything.
Said 4 p.m. Vince McMahon was rewriting the show this past.
He
week.
Ripped up the entire thing and started from scratch. And the reason you got such a long match with the New Day against the Club,
yeah, at the very end there, yeah,
or whoever, I forgot who did the New, no, it was New Day versus Brian and Rowan.
Yeah, Brian.
The
Rowan.
Reason that went two commercial breaks is because they had to fill time because they had nothing for that those segments.
And then they had to be shocked when you find out that it was Rowan after Roman Reigns had turned into Private Investigator Reigns and started beating people up in the locker room to tell them to tell me the truth.
Two other real quick things. A, did you get any, were you able to get any sound from Lawler when he was in town? Were you able to get any
No.
access to him?
Me last night? No. I had to work, so I didn't get there until right before the show went. So,
no,
but
he's not talking last night. He's talking Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Sound Wednesday? No.
Okay.
You mean from Alice Cooper?
No. The jury, you didn't get any...
I had nothing to do with that, okay? That was the...
I didn't know if you had any, access to interviews, like, when you called in the show.
I wanted to. We could have, but, it just didn't work out,
He's got a lot of stuff going on outside of wrestling right now, anyways. So.
Yeah, he is. He's got a lot going on outside of wrestling, So I think maybe staying away from the media is a good thing for him,
And one other thing is, what's the over and under for the Dolph... Goldberg match. What are you saying?
Well,
over
Danger's under, already thrown out that you think it's going to be 5
minutes. I'm thinking that's the longest. I'm going 2.5 minutes legit.
2.5.
He's going to kill him.
Yeah, Goldberg's going to win quick, so.
Guys, I appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rick. Take it easy, buddy. Talk to you real soon. All right. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. If you want to give us a call,
it's so nice. There's only 10 matches tomorrow.
I know, but still, they're starting early, right? And there's actually, I think there's some that are still being created, like Ali. Isn't he, going to be?
Nope.
Well, but he's challenged somebody. He's challenged Nakamura, I believe. Yes.
Well, they supposedly did that, and then he came out and fought Dolph this week.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I think they'll be adding some matches. But we're going to go to break. We'll be back right after this. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number. We'll be back right after this. We're going to go through the SummerSlam lineup a little bit and talk about things that maybe stand out to us. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
See, I don't know why you would cheer someone that's willing to go down in a blaze of glory to Brock Lesnar that way, because it proves to me that Seth Rollins has more balls than he does brains.
You followed us to our doctor's appointment? OBG, why not? You got something that belongs to me. Oh, Mikey, my water broke.
Now, I looked at that footage and it seemed like we had more cameras in a dystopian state up there, and I didn't see one frame of footage with me in it, Michael. Now explain that to me. Did anybody see me at the scene? Did anybody have any proof yet? WWE.com, they have no problem making me a suspect. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Tonight, my good name has been besmirched, and I'm going to stay here tonight until Roman Reigns arrives. And when he does, I'm going to walk down to that ring, and the show is getting shut down until I get the apology that I deserve.
This is Samoa Joe, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Furby, Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, Peter Burke. Oh, you got that real Wyatt family beard going there, Peter Burke. Look at that. You see him on the camera, you'll see what I'm talking about. Welcome back to the show. We're here to talk SummerSlam as well as pro wrestling, and we haven't really even touched news, I don't think. I don't think there's anything that drastic out there.
We talk about bits and pieces.
Yeah, we talked about Paige. Paige, unfortunately, has to have another neck surgery. We found that out this week. So, Lance Storm is closing his school, the Storm Academy. Which is sad, because we remember when Lance opened it.
And everybody, that's one of the ones everyone says, if you want to learn how to wrestle, you go there.
Yeah, if you look at the people who've come out of it, Peyton Royce, Tyler Breeze, Taya Valkyrie, a lot of wrestlers have come out of that, and he's going to catch us up a little bit online and social media sometime this week and tell us what's going on. I know he's working for Impact Wrestling. I know he's one of their
he's a producer,
their agent or whatever producer.
He's
yeah.
good friends with Don Callis, so
of course Don and him, wrestled. They both came in at the same time, and Jericho as well. Maybe he's going to AEW. you never know. So that, let's see, some other news. WWE came out this week and said SummerSlam next year is going to be at the TD Gardens in Boston. Friday night SmackDown. This is when SmackDown Live will be on Friday night. So that'd be the first of the four straight days. NXT TakeOver on Saturday, August 22nd, Friday night SmackDown Live, Sunday SummerSlam, and Monday Night Raw, all from the TD Gardens out there in Boston. It's a beautiful arena, and I have a feeling John Cena will have something to do with it, even though he's kind of distancing himself from the WWE nowadays. But that's next year. I mean, but that's kind of his area, you know. So that looks like a lot of fun. So let's talk a little bit about SummerSlam that's going on tomorrow. Things that jump out at me the most. I'm not a Becky Lynch fan, so I'm not buying into all that stuff with her. Okay, that's just me, and I've been that way. If you've listened to the show, you know that I'm not on the Lynch train or whatever.
I don't think many people are on Lynch train.
I'm not part of the Lynch mob.
And yeah. Becky's not the man anymore. Becky's boring.
Well, that's because there hasn't been any real competition
Ever since she won the title, she's basically lost all character. All the heat that she had, it was just everything that, I don't know, ever since they announced her and Seth together, it just kind of been a...
They've distanced themselves quite a bit from that since.
Yeah.
But I will say, I don't know if I'm scared of somebody who's much shorter than me that puts on a mean face and looks past you. She doesn't look at anybody. She looks up in the air. And puts on she's a sourpuss going on. And I don't know, I don't buy it. But, I mean, people, hey, listen, you guys, there's Becky Lynch fans listening to this show right now. Give me a call. Tell me why you think she's still the hottest thing going. Because
she's not the hottest thing going. The hottest thing going is later on down the list.
Later on down the list. But that's the third from the top match. So.
And I think that's why someone maybe like a Shayna Baszler, maybe we can get a little bit more love for Becky again. Something new, just like Danger said earlier.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's tough. I mean, and I don't, you know, the thing is I felt she was constructed, much like Roman Reigns was constructed in the beginning of his career. I felt that, you know.
No, they had no plans for her to take off.
I know, but she said, they gave her the mic once and said, you know, say what you feel, and then that's where it all started. It started from one moment, but she was, yeah, she was.
If they let Roman Reigns talk like he normally does, and he'd be over too. But they don't. They give him stupid stuff to say.
Yeah, you know,
suffering succotash, and
yeah, I gotta say what the writers wrote. What, you know, and that's what Stone Cold Steve Austin has issues with all the WWE. You know, with all the promos and everything, because he did when he came out in that Raw reunion. There was nothing scripted for him. You know, in the last 3 minutes of that show.
If there was, he wouldn't have said it anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. He kind of, but you know what? But you know what? You know, as a pro, I'm sure you said, you know, you have it all in your head what you're going to go through and the avenue in which you're going to spiel what you're going to say, you know? And it's like a lot of times there's a lot of wrestlers who will be given a outline of what they got to do. And then there's wrestlers who word for word. I bet you AJ Styles is a word for word kind of guy. They write everything he says. I don't think there's a lot of because you can tell when he mispronounces something, you know, when he's in the middle of his promo, it happens. You know, you can tell these things. But Becky Lynch, yeah. So you think what are you thinking, Danger, as more of a skyrocket coming out of here? Ricochet or there's like, you know, I like what Kevin Owens is doing with Shane McMahon. I'm excited to see how that comes
Kevin
out.
Kevin Owens is going to be over coming out of here. Ricochet should be, but I'm not exactly sure how they're going to work that match because they can't really have the club lose yet. And then the Fiend.
I'm going to turn into a fun house.
The Fiend is going to be the hottest thing coming out of there.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Especially seeing as they're going to play it off because Finn Balor's taking 2 months off. They're going to play it off like he killed him.
Okay. So you've already, now everyone who's listening to the show knows that most likely Finn's not going to win this match.
Did anyone think Finn was going to win anyways?
He's not the demon, so...
Yeah.
Right.
It'd be great if we got to see the Fiend versus the demon.
I think maybe down the road. I would
like the Fiend to beat the demon. To give, like, oh, and now I gotta go away and think about this because.
Yeah.
The demon lost.
Had a little bit of retribution from, I think, about 2 years ago, actually. I believe.
Oh, that was such a terrible feud.
Bray Wyatt, Finn Balor, 2017 SummerSlam, I believe.
Oh, you're right. That's right. And it was dropped like a hot potato right after that, too.
Yeah.
That's when they were gonna have Bray dress up like Sister Abigail and.
Oh, man. We're going to break on that. 222-1280, star 20 is the number if you want to get in. We got one more segment. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
JB, Jeremy Borash, and you are listening to my favorite radio show in the entire world, The Pain Clinic, on 1280 WHDK.
The Dream.
I want to know what he's going to wear tonight. He always has a theme for the takeovers.
Oh, yeah. He's printed upon his behind, I'm sure. He'll have, like, a call me up, or we've seen that in the past. As well as, I'm excited. It's gonna be good matches tonight. We definitely gonna hopefully, we all root for call ups, but maybe we shouldn't be after this takeover. You know, just because these guys, I think they only shine where they are.
I think Shayna Baszler would shine on the main roster.
Okay.
Yeah, there's lots of opportunity for women on the main roster, so yeah. I agree.
I think Adam Cole would shine on the entire Undisputed Era would shine on the main roster, but I don't want to see them go from NXT.
I don't think there's enough.
There's not enough
in
space.
NXT right now to call people up.
Oh, there's plenty. You still have Keith Lee. You still have. I mean, Matt Riddle's not even on TakeOver.
That's true. And someone I asked. I saw an interview with Triple H where he goes, "How do the guys not on TakeOver deal with it, especially when they're on tour with them?" Well, right up to that point, and he's
I mean, Matt Riddle's. I think he's going to be. He might be on the pre taping for next week. I know they're doing some big matches on that too.
Okay. And my take on that was mostly because let's say you take Undisputed Era, you know, and then also bring up, you know, Dream. That's five guys right there. That's five guys that are big time on your TV show on NXT, and then you might get a few guys to fill in, but then you're back into maybe the same five, six guys every single week.
And all they'll be doing on the main roster is holding red Solo cups.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I will say, what's in the Solo? Especially the...
It was milk this week.
The gem-encrusted Solo cup.
It was milk this week. Did you see? They busted out the milk.
I saw. Yeah, Kurt Angle doesn't...
He told his wife he wouldn't.
Doesn't do that thing anymore. Maybe he's lactose intolerant. I don't know. But he doesn't do that thing anymore, which is funny is because the week... What was 2 weeks ago? Was RVD, right?
Yeah.
When he was trying to look for the Visine.
Yep.
So yeah, who knows? But I enjoy. They're kind of like the recap segment of Raw when they show up. They always say,
"Well, the best part is that Heyman is doing this to like so he has dibs on them when they do eventually get called up, but they don't have a call up at all.
No,
they're just backstage segments.
I think it's just hilarious because they're always recapping the entire show up to that point. You know, and it's like, can you believe that? And they go in and just discuss everything we've seen already, which is I like that way better than
the packages going
over
back.
And over and over and over. So. We're done for the day, folks. We're going to get out of here. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you guys for being here. You know, I didn't mention, if I can squeeze some news in before we get out. Saudi Arabia, next event's going to be October 31st.
A Thursday this time.
Yeah, it's a Thursday. And so it'll be Thursday at what, 3 in the afternoon or whatever? Or
that's going to suck for the SmackDown guys. They have to come back and do SmackDown Live.
And Fox, they were talking to the big head honcho at Fox and what he feels about the declining ratings of the WWE. And he says, I don't care. He says, as soon as they come on, they're going to inject giant ratings for us. It's going to be a home run. So
that's true. It's broadcast television. Yeah. It's something they haven't been on in years.
So yeah,
and Fox can promote the heck out of it leading up to it.
And they have been
at least in the beginning to draw.
Just wait till football season starts and you have WWE wrestlers on football. So we're going to get out of here. I want to thank you, Furby. Thank you, Double B, Brian Burke. Thank you, Danger, and thank all you listeners. Please, thank you. Check us out online, thepainclinic.net. All our old shows are up there. If you get a chance, go back and listen to Dalton Castle from a couple weeks ago. It was a lot of fun. We'll see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280.